If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
And we are down here at the Disneyland Resort celebrating Halloween time and the holidays as well. They got us down here for both of them. And what's great about coming down to Disneyland any time of year, but especially during the holidays, it's perfect for families. It's perfect for kids because you can be in a Disney adult, and that is a wonderful experience. People should have that experience. But coming here with children,
it
pluses everything up a little bit.
You definitely get to see everything through different eyes.
That is correct. And nobody has had that experience more this trip than Kevin.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Kevin had kids? No.
He thinks he did.
He's a juven. What does juven mean?
Juven is uncle in Vietnamese.
And your nephew, Galway, is here.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that he is your son.
Really?
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Oh, my God.
Now, you know, your brother, Bobby, is a wonderful parent. His wife, Lenny, is a wonderful parent. But you're the best parent.
Oh, my God. I could just cry right now.
I have to tell you, Katie and I had the same reaction. Watching you in real time with your nephew at the Disneyland Resort, it was making us tear up.
Yeah, it makes us emotional.
It was beautiful, Kevin.
I don't even notice the things that I do. It just comes naturally.
Well, that's good.
I mean, what was really sweet, we were watching the Paint the Night Parade, and you just got down on the ground, and he sat in your lap,
yeah.
And you guys were... everything that went, Mac, oh my God, look,
yeah.
Look, Galloway.
I've watched Paint the Night Parade before, but with a kid, it's like so much different. Like Disney with the kid is so much more fun.
Tell us what is different this trip, because how old is Galloway?
Galloway's 4. He's going to be turning 4, so we're celebrating his birthday this year.
Four is like a perfect age, because they still nap.
Oh, my God, yes.
Probably. They might be 40 inches, which is like the magic number for rides and stuff like
42,
that.
42, I think, is a lot. But.
So what was different?
The difference is usually the first ride I go to would not be Teacups. We went to Teacups first. That was the first ride we ever did because that's what he wanted.
Now, I understand that there was a little bit of a hiccup with the Teacups in that you had just come from a buffet.
Yeah, and he chose to do that. And he said, let's spin really fast. It was coming back up.
Was your brother and your sister-in-law on with you?
Yep.
Okay.
And they spun faster because he wanted it.
Oh,
okay, so you eat it up at the buffet,
mm-hmm.
And then...
The character buffet just for him.
Okay, just for him.
Just for Galloway.
Him?
Yeah.
Well,
we did it for his characters.
If you told me that Kevin got a character buffet...
For himself.
For him, just himself.
Table for one, please.
And he goes, well, I just wanted to do it for Instagram.
Yeah.
Would you believe it?
100%.
Yeah.
I not only would believe it, but I know for a fact that he would, because at this character meet and greet, you also brought Laura Connor cards to get
well,
signed.
Well, yeah, to sign them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
they get so excited when you sign it.
Did it for the character. You didn't do it for you. You did it for them. God, you just give and give.
So you go to the buffet with your nephew.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know about the teacups. All I know is that he comes up to me and he just goes, I had so much dairy.
Okay, let's not talk about that. Okay, let's talk about how one thing about being a juven, for those that are just joining us, that's uncle in Vietnamese. It does seem like you take your nephew away from his parents, sometimes without actual permission.
That's fine.
Okay. Was there not a time when you were pushing the stroller and you just decided to sprint with him?
No, he literally tells me to push the stroller because I sprint. We make it into like a race car every time, and it's so fun. We get through the park so quickly.
Yeah.
And
where's mom and dad?
They're behind us. They're lovey-dovey back there. And sometimes Galloway does tell me to slow down, wait for mom and dad.
Okay.
But, you know, need for speed. And when you have a stroller, you can get through the crowd so much quicker. People respect the stroller. You just say, stroller, coming through.
That is actually
they
true.
They make room for
it's
you.
It's like a bulldozer.
Yeah, we got from Space Mountain all the way to It's a Small World within 5 minutes with heavy parade traffic.
Wow.
Like, I need to get a kid ASAP.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was just about to ask. So does this experience of doing Disneyland with your four-year-old nephew and how magical it is, does it make you want to finally find a woman to have a baby with?
Yes.
He's wanted to be a dad since he was like 23.
Imagine if we get matching shirts. We're about to wear matching shirts today.
Okay.
So that's going to be so exciting.
And are his parents also, or was this just a you and your nephew?
No, this is a group of four thing,
okay,
Katie.
It just seems like sometimes you forget that they're here and that they're in charge.
Yeah, they can be in charge, but I'm large.
Kevin has a shirt that just says Juven, and his nephew's wearing a shirt that just says, my son, quote unquote. We're the Wake Up Call, and we're live from the Disneyland Resort.